This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Four jazz majors get together at New England Conservatory in 2003. They want to invent a new style. They've even got a name for it. Free country. Yeah, free country from four jazz majors, which doesn't really make sense.
Until you hear Lake Street Dive and their uniquely bright yet soulful sound, and, well, then it makes a lot of sense.
And if you don't believe us, just listen, because Lake Street Dive is here right now, live in our studios.
I'm done with you. I'm totally done with you. I'm completely and utterly done with you. Just tell the truth. Did I ever stand a chance against all your rules and the people that will dance for you? I am done with you.
I love my job every day, but this is amazing. So that was Miss Disregard, sung by Lake Street Dive. Rachel Price on lead vocals. Welcome to you, Rachel.
Thank you.
Mike Olson on guitar and soon to be trumpet as well. Welcome, Mike.
Hi, thank you.
And Bridget Carney on upright bass. Hi there, Bridget.
Hello.
And Mike Calabrese, did I say that right?
You did.
Okay, on percussion. Welcome as well.
Thanks.
What a terrific song. Okay, so I said the word country in the lead, but I don't hear a whit of it anymore. So when you guys first got together back in 2003, what were you trying to do and how did we end up with this sound here?
Yeah, we weren't trying to do much at that point. We were four college students. We were given our band name at the very first time we met at a rehearsal by our founder, Mike Olson, who was playing the guitar. And you know, he said free country, and we were like, great, that sounds awesome. Let's do something avant-garde and weird. And, you know, after being pretty weird for a couple years, we sort of decided that it was time to just play some pop music.
So now you're, what, jazz, pop, jazz, just something completely different?
Whatever you want, yeah.
Well, apparently, I have to say, you were on Prairie Home Companion on April 7th of this year. Suddenly, everybody's talking about you for all the right reasons. I mean, you've been around for a while, but the music is terrific. So before I go any further, let's hear a little bit more. How about, why don't you play right now, Hello, Goodbye?
Awesome. This is a track from our self-titled record, and it's written by Bridget Carney, our bass player.
One, two, three.
Thank you.
over you. And good girls do what they should do. So maybe I'll just do what I should. I should tell my mind to stop remembering. I should make my fingers stop their trembling. Say goodbye. Go to Dina. Go to Dina. Go to Dina. Go to
Lake Street Dive with hello, question mark. I should say goodbye, exclamation point. Let me ask you, I'm sure many people right now are thinking, hey, I know another song with the words hello and goodbye in it, except that one has the refrain, I don't know why you say goodbye when I say hello. So yeah. Question about the Fab Four. I mean, is this a song that's an homage to the Beatles or?
Not specifically, although I guess I definitely thought about it. Came to mind.
Well, Bridget, you won the John Lennon songwriting contest back in 2005. Though.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The Beatles are definitely a huge influence of all of ours. They're incredible. Yeah. So.
Well, the songwriting, some people maybe, but the songwriting award got me thinking about a review that I read of the band recently, when the reviewer basically said that when people first encounter you and your sound, they're kind of perplexed. On the one hand, they're just like, wow, this sound is bright, it's fresh, it's amazing, it's from Massachusetts, question mark. But then they listen to your lyrics and they think, well, this is a very literary band, so... Of course, they're from Massachusetts. Do you get a lot of that? Like, how could this music be from here and yet, oh, yeah, it's from here?
Yeah, we do get, I guess, a sense of confusion sometimes. But actually, I mean, the four of us are from all different parts of the country, so I guess that explains to some extent where everything is stemming from.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that song, Hello, Goodbye, we heard that wonderful trumpet solo from you, Mike. So that got me, sort of gave me a sense that the jazz training that you all had is still very much a part of Lake Street Dive. I'm going to ask you to scoot over so we can hear you talk in front of a microphone.
Yeah, the jazz thing is totally inescapable. We've tried. It just doesn't work. But really, I mean, like, you know, we grew up loving jazz in addition to the Beatles. I mean, we were jazz majors in college, so, I mean, we had to have liked it at a certain point. And so, you know, it's still ever-present when we play, mm-hmm. for better or for worse.
And Rachel, tell me about your singing background, because your voice is just so beautiful.
Oh, thanks. Well, I started singing jazz when I was... pretty little, sort of early traditional jazz, and I also did a lot of gospel singing when I was young, and got into soul singers shortly after that. So it's those are sort of the three major things, like jazz, gospel, and soul music are kind of like where I draw my biggest influences. And then, you know, I started listening to country, you know, anything, you know, I just sort of like to look at a lot of different stuff.
Wow. Well, so it makes me think that there's a lot of, obviously a lot of strengths to what you bring together, but one of them is that with the upright bass, a very simple percussion, essentially, you've got, you probably use more than that, but you've got a snare and
hat? Snare and a cymbal.
A trumpet, a guitar, and your voice, Rachel, that's like something that's eminently portable. You can pretty much pick up and play anywhere. Is that part of what informs how you're developing the sound of Lake Street Dive?
Yeah,
it definitely did at the beginning, you know, but most of the gigs we would do in college would be local or something you could take a bus to or the train, you know, and originally my drum set was much, much smaller and Bridget's bass had a wheel and Mike only played trumpet. So it was really easy for us to get around.
Yeah, I think that initial instrumentation has sort of informed our musicality in some ways too, because the songs that we write and the stuff that we choose to cover as well, it always has to have like a really strong melody and a really strong bass movement that can kind of stand alone and don't need like a lot of
production.
Icing. Yeah, it doesn't need anything but like the really strong foundation. A good example is like I Want You Back by the Jackson 5, which we've been put on our new covers EP, and it's just like all you need to hear is the bass line and the melody, and like you recognize it immediately.
Well, that new covers EP you're talking about is entitled Fun Machine, and honestly, we've been having too much fun here. There's so much more we could talk to you about, but we're running out of time, and on that note, I've got to say, it's been such a pleasure to have you, Rachel Price, Mike Olson, Bridget Carney, and Mike Calabrese, all of Lake Street Dive. Why don't you take us out on another one of your songs, how about a cover? What do you have?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, this is Faith by George Michael.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice.
Lake Street Dive is performing tonight at Club Passim, and we've got more information at our website, radioboston.org.
And our program is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
And when that love comes down with a devotion, well, it takes a strong man, baby. So I'm showing you the door, 'cause I got a head on.